Thank you. All right. My name is Alistair. First of all, I want to apologize, and I want to thank you for your patience. I double booked myself, and so, but my heart is here. I wanted to be with you, and I didn't want to cancel on Johnny and see all your beautiful faces. So this is where I actually want to be. So, yeah, so listen, great to be here. Can we just open in a word of prayer? I know we've prayed this morning. Boy, what a week, eh? Unbelievable. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this time together. Give thanks for so much blessing in the past. And Father, as we maneuver through this week, we saw how fragile life can be and how God's plan and forces of darkness are all around us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Protect us, Father. Protect this place. We give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we think of, even in the next 24 hours, Father, we would be asked to be used of yourself. So, Father, please bless Heather Chapel. Bless wherever the gospel is preached in all its purity and Christ is lifted high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Great to be with you all. Here's a word for you. Whiff. And at the beginning of summer, I didn't realize it was such a great compliment. The person I was with said, "I'm with you." And I just turned it. I'm just like, what? It just felt so good. And so I want to circle back to something you're very familiar with. It's let's turn in our Bibles to Luke chapter 15. I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a preposition, right, to indicate the relationship between the noun and something else which is going on in that sentence. I'm with you. You've seen it in Lord of the Rings. Perhaps you remember Frodo. He enters the water. He's supposed to get rid of the ring and throw it at, and his buddy Sam is with him, and he can't swim, and he realizes, oh my goodness. And Sam yells out, "I'm with you." You know, Jesus said the same thing to us at the end of the book of Matthew. Jesus says, "I am with you even unto the end of the age." With. It just feels fantastic. There was a time a few years ago where someone said to me, "Alistair, I want to drive across Canada with you." It was just right out of the blue. And I have never done that before. It was my old Sunday school teacher. He goes, "Alistair, think about it. We can play all our favorite music. We can catch up on all the stories of the last few decades. And then we'll turn around after we have a burger and come back." I'm just like, dude, I got a wife, right? Like, what are you talking about? But he goes, "No, Alistair, it'll be so much fun. Just you and me, you and me. I'm with you in my new Mustang convertible." I'm just like, no, we are not doing that. You're trying to get me in trouble. And I began to think of this unbelievable compliment where I'm just like, and again, it happened in the summertime. A client of mine said, "Alistair, I just want to be with you. I miss Alistair. I need a charge of Alistair." I don't even know what that means, but I took it as a compliment, and they just wanted to be with me. I turned around and said, "You know what? For some reason, I want to be with you too." You know how some friendships are just easy? Some client relationships are just easy? Some people, you know, I'm blessed with a couple next door neighbors, and, you know, on either side, as far to my knowledge, no one's trusted Christ yet. And yet you're looking at the face of fence guy in our neighborhood. We started with mine. And then, hey, every time I lift my head, "Hey, Alistair, can you?" "Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Hey, Alistair, can you?" Okay. So now we're on our 72nd panel here, you know, all because some lady over on the far side, she was quoted, I don't know, somewhere around 17 grand to do her backyard. And I'm like, what? Someone quoted you 17 grand? There's no way. I will do it. I will do it. These panels are 140 bucks. All right. It's done. And she goes, "Wow, I'm so glad I met you." I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. You're not going to be ripped off, and as you know, the neighborhood has to be lifted up. You know, I can't just have one nice fence and everyone else has fallen down, right? Okay, with Think of somebody right now you really want to be with. With. You got them? I'm just going to write that right in the middle. So if anything you take away from the guy with the flowery shirt is this word today, all right? The Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, says to you, I am with you. And a lot of us forget that because we get beat up with life. And you got stuff to do, people to meet, bills to pay, relationships that are fractured, and you're just like, hey, Jesus says, I'm with you. In the prodigal son, we often look at the son that took everything. Remember, he goes, Dad, give me what's due me. And he goes and he leaves. And there's the other son, which sometimes when I was growing up, I would feel kind of sorry for that guy because he's the guy that's loyal. He didn't get a party, right? He didn't get no ring. And I found myself going, well, yeah. And I thought to myself, both of these sons are lost. Both, follow me for a second. Alistair, where are you taking us? Watch this. Both want to take something from the father. And once they get it, they don't need him anymore. We're going to expound on this. We're going to talk about your relationship with God. And maybe things have gone sideways over the last year or last week or last few years for you. And maybe they've gone this way. But I know this, with God, your life gets better, right? So I want to talk about, this is you. You look much better in person. Okay, there you are. Yes, I know, and I'm supposed to be an artist. I apologize. I was that close to going into cartooning when I was... But this, because of time, I ain't spending time. It's not about the stick figures. Okay. Life above God, taking something from God, right? You take, and the person who continues to serve and give something to God. How do you relate to God? So I want you to reimagine how you relate to God, because with that one sentence, Alistair, I just want to be with you. When we were playing volleyball, Alistair, you know, the team was fractured a little bit because my son was hurt, and so we didn't have our big swinger. That means big swinger as in hit the ball. And I thought, oh, and Doug turns to me and he says, I said, Doug, what are we going to do? He goes, psh, let's put a team together. I'm with you. I'm just like, there it is. God wants to be with you as well. So here, watch this. The older son says, all these years I have served you. I have never disobeyed your command, right? So for his service, he expected, watch this, a reward. Neither boy was interested in a relationship with his father. Both were focused on what they could get. Now, in 2025, here we go. Here we go, all right? So life under God, I think we can relate to this one a little bit because it has to do with a God that has to be appeased, so we get a blessing and we avoid judgment. We can relate to that, right? Some of my friends, you know, they'll go to church twice a year. Alistair, that's them. I'm guilty of all four of these, and I'm supposed to be the preacher. I'm supposed to be the one who's studying this book, and I'm telling you, I'm guilty of this. There have been times in my life where under God, God is, and he's going to bless me, and I'm going to avoid judgment, and he's going to be, in other words, if I was to really put it out, God likes me more than this person. Matter of fact, I felt, and by the way, that's wrong. I felt like that way even this week, and I'll get to that one. You're like, Alistair, what's this one? Life above God. What are you talking about? Something happened this week, and I'm sure you were as shocked as I was. For some reason, Charlie did come through the last few years on my phone, along with guitar licks, leadership. Sorry, ladies, just random dumb things, you know, that just guys falling off their bikes and stuff like that, skateboard accidents and blah, blah, you know, comedy, business. This is what comes through my feed, this nice smorgasbord of what I like. And Charlie's been on there, and I saw him as a sort of someone that always had an answer. You know, the Word of God said, always be ready to give an answer. And I just found him just like a machine gun. I get inspired by that. You just ream off something. Here is someone over a God. In other words, something happens, but we know how God's going to react. So God becomes almost something predictable, right? We'll circle back to this. So in other words, we take out God. There was a book there a few years ago, Jesus CEO. Did you see this one in chapters where it had, you know, self-mastery, you take action, you know, you set goals, you tell the truth, you're joyful, you're warm, you have time for others. Hey, Jesus CEO, what's basically happened there? You've taken out God. And God's going, Alistair, I just want to be with you. Maybe you can relate to this one here. If someone says to me, hey, Alistair, we need a worship guitarist for about, okay, great, I'll be there. Hey, Alistair, we need a speaker, I'll be there. It's so quick, I don't even think about it because I don't want to stifle something that God has for me. But is Alistair guilty? Are you guilty of how you relate to God in that I put now the mission in front of my relationship with God? The mission, right? I go to Camp 4. I serve. It's amazing because I can serve and it's amazing. You know, boys get saved every single year. God uses me as just, you know, a little bit of warmth, a little bit of fun, a little bit of music, a little bit of leadership, a little bit of mentoring. And this kid goes, hey, I want to become a Christian. He stays after the chapel. That's unbelievable. So no wonder I got to keep going there. All the distractions are gone. The kid doesn't have an iPad. The kid doesn't have a phone. And so, I, you know, you just have Christ and a bunch of guys that love on you. But I could use that. I could put the service ahead of my relationship with God. Have you been guilty of that? I have been. Going back to this one here, Alistair, can you did that pretty quick. Notice how, what was that song by John Lennon, Imagine? Remember it came out, I always didn't like the song. Rolling Stone magazine put the song on their top 500. I'm like, oh, you take out God. John, come on. You think you can't take out God and expect your life to be better. But he says, imagine all the people. It's easy if you try, right? No God above us, right? No hell below. These are how the lyrics go. And I'm dating a girl that loves this song. I said, oh, I just love this song. Oh, the world would be so great. But I didn't know, I couldn't articulate it at the time, but the Holy Spirit's pounding out at me going, there's something very disturbing. What is happening? They've taken out God. And we're good without, it's almost like the Son and the Father again. Give me my stuff. See ya. Boom. And he leaves. The older son, though, he wants something as well, right? He wants his, what about that relationship? It's silent, right? So here, over God, we have to be very, very careful with this. I've written another thing here. Think of Moses. Remember Moses, God tells him to hit the rock and water will come out the first time, right? This is life over God. Where we think we got a better plan. And maybe we thought that. I thought that. I was guilty this week of that. I thought to myself, why shoot Charlie? Why not pick another guy that's just not doing anything for God? See how quickly it comes in? Somebody else, a friend of mine lost their spouse. I get a text at 4:30 in the morning 2 days ago. Ruth is gone. Oh, my. I said, Simone, I'm so sorry. He goes, Alistair. That's the way God wrote it. I'm just like, oh, So he was not guilty of that. But immediately when I saw the text, I'm like, why not take out another lady? I'm so sorry. Ruth was one of those guys who made my friend look great. My buddy's running 7 businesses out of a warehouse in Burnaby. And his classy, fun, warm, talented, warm wife, Alistair, what do you want? I'll make something for you. And her hand's not even working. So Steve steps in and he's making something. I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with toast. They make me something nice. Life over, God thinks that we, oh yeah, God, I know you said this in your word, but I'm going to do this anyway. It sneaks in. I'm going to date this person. They're actually a nicer person than me. I'm going to date. He's not a Christian yet. And yet we do that. I've been guilty of that. Right? And I would say, if you want some dating advice, those of you who are, not that I've been out of the game for 31 years, so I apologize. It should be someone more relevant. Yeah. But how about this? Does the person you're dating love God? Want to be with him? How about that? That'll affect your relationship. Alistair, you don't understand. He's a nicer person. I know. Join the club. Man, the people I work with, stellar, integrity, boom. Guess what? We all need Christ. But I can be guilty of having a better plan and just go, oh, I'll just do this. I'll just blah, blah, blah. Maybe it happens where, God says, watch not, these. And yet Netflix is there and it's just so easy. Boom. It's right there. And just like, yeah, but that's for everyone else. I can handle this. We start to reason. Or this one here where I've served this. Therefore, God's going to continue. I'm just going to keep serving. Meanwhile, God's going, Alistair, you haven't even talked to me. You just show up and you serve. And you may be sitting there thinking, well, Alistair, Paul was on mission. What do you, And Paul, I've just written a note here. Watch what Paul says. Because you think, well, hey, Paul, he's definitely on me. He's dominated by it. Is he? Watch what he says. These are Paul's words, not mine. While in Philippi, I can do all things because of the surpassing, he goes, I count all things but loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ himself. Did you catch that? A guy so driven. He goes, no, I've done this, doesn't matter. I need to have an intimate walk with God. Now let that sink in. That will permeate your house. That will permeate you going to your neighbor's house. Shoot, you may even pull your neighbor's bins in on garbage day. You just pull it in. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, they're sitting beside mine. There you go. Hey, thanks. No problem. Did I witness to him yet? No, but at least he's seeing Christ in action. Because if Alistair doesn't have Christ, he ain't wearing no flowery shirt. It is tragic how selfish we can be. Alistair, what about this guy? These we see, they will bring in God because they're getting something from him, right? You'll see it in the prosperity gospel. They will take. They'll just take. They'll use it if it's convenient. They'll keep quiet. Hey, Alistair, how was your weekend? Hey, good, I could say. Or I could say, hey, it was great. We had an outreach at church there. I spoke at this church in Vancouver called Heather, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what'd you speak about? I spoke about, those are two different ways, right? And meanwhile, God says, Alistair, I just want to be with you. Oh, just to finish that one on here, we started on Moses there. The first time he hits the rock, right? The next time he's told to speak to the rock, remember? And he doesn't. He actually hits it twice because it worked last time, right? So in other words, this is going to, and guess what? The water does come out. Boosh. And he's like, he almost could have wrote a book, me, my rod, and God. Bestseller. Here we are. And we start to focus on something. We got a better idea. God, yeah, I'm just gonna speak to this rock. Bam, bam. The people are going, yeah, it's about time. No, God was trying to make a point. God says, I want you to speak to the rock. And then it's gonna flow. So you see the way of these ways of relating to God. Each is limited. Each one we can be guilty. Speaker first, okay? This is just me speaking as a Christian who has made a lot more mistakes than some of you in this room because of just my own stupidity and not putting God first. Meanwhile, God says, Alistair, I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. Sorry to go back to Lord of the Rings here, but there was a word that I think Tolkien made up. Eucatastrophe. Have you heard this word? Eucatastrophe. In other words, something really bad happened and they're just about to die. And then suddenly the eagles come, the big eagle, and they jump and they escape. Eucatastrophe. Or, you know, suddenly the orcs are all around and we're going to die. And Gandalf appears on the mountain. It's a Eucatastrophe. In other words, we should be dead, but now we're alive. Everything changes because of the Eucatastrophe, right? And same thing with Christ. They thought they had him buried in a tomb 3 days. Oh, it's a tragedy, man. The two on the road to Emmaus, can you believe it? It's the same thing, right? Life above God. Wow. Did not our spirit well within us while we were... Wow. Here, we have this with God. And if anything you're going to take from me today, it's going to be that. Because you can live your life under him, over him, taking from God, or maybe when your health goes, you're just like, oh, well, forget this. This wasn't my plan. But no, or for God. You got consider walking in communion with him, communion with God. And it starts with you, your Bible, and prayer. And I've told you before, sometimes I pray like this, God, use me today. And weird stuff happens because I'm looking through a new lens. Weird stuff happens. I'm actually even scared to pray like that. And I shouldn't be, because whatever God's got for me, I just want it. I need more of it. I hope this helps, guys. If you remember the triangle. Remember, we all can relate to this one. Yeah, okay, God. Okay, yeah. We all can, maybe now that we're aware of it, we're like, oh yeah, I do that. My way is better sometimes, even though it's supposed to be God's way. And then of course, oh, well, I'm serving, so I'm good. I'm better than this guy. See the spiritual arrogance that sneaks in as a Christian? Even your wife will call you out. They'll call you out. Go, what are you talking like that for? Good for her. That's a spiritual girl. She's sensitive to that. And then someone who just takes, when they just take it, and you know, you'll bless God when things go well. But as soon as that stops. So there it is, everybody. I'm going to read you something here. Says this. Sorry, I broke my glasses. These glasses, I think, are 13 years old. And I'm not sure if they're helping. Almost poked myself in the eye. Broke my glasses, so that's why I am looking under the microscope here. Okay. Colossians 2. Continue. Live your lives rooted in him and build him up. Build up in, and be built up in him, strengthened by the faith, right? Wow. Talks about thankfulness. It talks about a fullness of life. That's it. So there it is. With Alistair, I just want to be with you. It's true. There's a lot more that can be said, but I already went 6 minutes over time. So I hope that's helpful. Enoch walked with God, and God took him away. That's how much. He goes, I'm not even going to let this guy die. We don't read of Enoch dying, and it happens right at the beginning of the Bible. God's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm doing good. Boom, boom, boom. And he's just, there's something he did that God's like, I'm not going to kill him off. You're coming to heaven with me. Right? No, you're the, yeah. So what am I talking about today? I'm talking about your posture. it is possible that you learned relationships wrong, right? You ever been on a team and you're just trying to show off a little with your soccer ball? Sorry, that was me playing soccer. And you don't pass the ball and someone calls you out right away. Now, you can get offended on that, but that guy's right. Alistair, I was open. Pass me the, oh yeah, right. It's not about me. I'm on a team now. I got to pass it. Hey, Alistair, it's the third time I'm open. Come on. Hey, sorry. You soon learn on a team how to act with people. Hey, sorry, man. Or I can go, stop being that you're the ball hog. Or I can be all offended or bitter or whatever's going on in your life. No. 5-star tip in life. If your life starts going sideways, look in the mirror at yourself and go, did I contribute to this mess? You know what the answer I find is? Yes. I'm looking right at it. I could have had more patience with somebody. I could have helped them out when I could have, didn't, because I'm too busy saving the world over here, whatever's going on. No. And I look at the mirror, I go, what did I contribute to this mess? So I'm asking you to be honest with your walk with God today. Hey, it's the last quarter of the year. Why not? 2025. Some of you are younger, some of you are older than me. Well, one thing we all can do is walk a little closer with, you know, we were playing at a fundraiser the other night. And after the fundraiser, we went to the front of the house and we started playing all the old hymns, you know. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. And I don't know why, they just keep spewing out. And there was a generation there and they're just like, yeah, I love that. I love the front yard way more than the backyard. I'm like, so do I. This is great. You know, and they're in me. All those times we've sung and we don't even need a hymnal anymore. And we just kept singing them. And I'm like, this is a good song. So there it is, guys. I love you. I'm only trying to save you some mistakes that I've taken a posture in. And if you can just be honest with yourself and go, you know what? I see myself in a few of those. I've literally just saved your marriage. I've literally saved your relationships with your next door neighbor who now thinks you're an okay dude. Not that we want his, you know, Christ is going to offend. You know, I brought a friend of mine to church and she's like, I have never been so offended in my life. To which I started to laugh. I'm like, I thought she was joking. I am so offended. I said, on what? That was a great message. He goes, Jesus is the only way. I'm just like, oh, okay. I said, oh yeah, Jesus is going to divide. It's either with Jesus or darkness. Sorry. Offended. There was a time where I was too until I started thinking straight. Right? So it's going to come. You know, it's not a smooth ride. But for the timid, you need not apply. You can just pray for the guys who are actually doing something. But I would encourage you, because each one of you is made a masterpiece, the Bible says. So I would encourage you. No, okay, God's going to use him. No, God's going to use you. I can't get to your friends who live down the block in Vancouver. They'll think of me as crazy Irish guy with flowery shirt. No, they got you on their block. You. And he's calling us to be faithful and to walk with him. It's a presupposition. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this awesome day. We give thanks for so much blessing here in this place, in the past. We think of the faithfulness, as we were speaking last time here. We think of the faithfulness of even you toward us, but really there needs to be a faithfulness from us toward you as well. So Father, bless this place. Help us to be honest with ourselves, and may we be used over the next 24 hours and through the week with who we bump shoulders with. And maybe it's just walking up, making the choice to walk a little closer with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.